Mai reira e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast, where we talk all things money, mindset, strategy, and business. I am Te Kahukura, and I'm the host of this podcast, and I am so excited to have you all with me today. Before we get started, none of the information provided today or any day should be considered as financial advice. It is all general in nature, but the full copy of the Māori Millionaire disclaimer can be accessed within the description below. All right. As you all know, if you've been here before, I just like to get straight into it. So, today we're going to be talking about your money mindset and how crucial this is to master if you want to change your financial journey. So, your money mindset is running the show. But for those of you who are listening in and like, what is my money mindset? What does this actually mean? So, essentially, the beliefs that you have about money were formed when you were a child. Your subconscious mind was most of the beliefs in your subconscious mind were created in the first 7 years of your life. So most of these are actually from the adults who were raising you, the adults who were around you, the things that you saw about money, the things that you heard about money. Some of the examples could be things like money doesn't grow on trees, or if you consistently didn't have much money in your environment or in your childhood, then you might believe that there is a limited amount of money. You might believe that money is scarce, money is limited. This is your money mindset. How you think about money and what beliefs you have about money will impact how you act, how you respond, and how you think about money, therefore impacting how much money you can have, where you spend your money, how you think about money. All of these things are crucial to like gain control of if you're wanting to improve your financial journey. So, if you're desiring higher income months, if you're desiring more freedom and better results in business, this is going to require rewiring your money mindset. And in today's episode, I'm going to teach you exactly how to rewire your subconscious mind for success. So, let's just get into it. We first need to obviously understand what your subconscious mind is. So, as I said, most of the beliefs that you have in your subconscious mind were formed in the first 7 years of your life, meaning that they're other people's beliefs about money, mostly the adults around you. The reason why this is problematic is because if you grew up in poverty, you're going to have a poverty mindset, and a poverty mindset keeps you stuck. One example of a poverty mindset, or how this kind of comes out in the words we use, is saying something like, I can't afford it. When you see something that you really want or you know is going to change your life, for example, an investment in yourself, and you say, I can't afford it, this sounds harsh, but you're letting yourself off the hook because a wealth mindset is like a solutions focused mindset. Thinking, how can I afford it, is far more beneficial than I just can't afford it. Because I can't afford it is a statement. You're just saying this is fact. I can't do it, so I'm not going to try because I can't afford it. There have been so many times within my own business journey where I have wanted a coach so bad, but their prices were so high, and I was like, I literally do not have the money for this. But instead of saying, I can't afford it, I found a way to make it work. Now, this hasn't always been the case. I used to be the person who would look at, investing in a coach or anything like that, and I would literally say, I can't afford it. I can't pay for that. But then I would be spending that money on other things, vaping, whatever it is. Sometimes, actually, I literally did not have the money for it. And it took me having a solutions-focused mindset where I said, how can I afford it, that things started to change. So, as I said, the examples of like a subconscious or a limiting belief is money doesn't grow on trees. So I heard this a lot growing up, and it was in my reality. Money was limited. Money was not abundant. It wasn't something that just, flowed everywhere and all of those things. In my childhood, it was true. And so if we were to ask that same question to someone like Rihanna or Bill Gates, and you ask them if money grew on trees, do you really think they'd be saying, oh, no, money doesn't grow on trees. Money is very limited. There's not enough to go around, all of those things? Like, no. And so what we can learn from this is that if it is true for them, it is also true for you. And the reason why is because they have proved that it's possible. They weren't, and I'm not saying everyone who is wealthy wasn't born rich, but a lot of people who are wealthy were not born rich. If you look at Nicki Minaj, she did not grow up wealthy. She grew up with not much money. She built what she has today. there are so many other people who have the same experiences where they were not born wealthy, but they built everything that they have today. And so this is evidence that you can grow abundance. You can literally make this your reality, even if you weren't born into wealth. So if something is true for someone else, it is also true for you. So I'm going to walk you through how to rewire your mindset, how to rewire your subconscious beliefs. So the first step, there are six, you need to do is actually identify the limiting belief that you have. So you may have a belief that money doesn't grow on trees or money is limited. I'm just going to go with this example because I think this is a very common belief that we have. I've heard it so many times in my own life. I hear other people saying it all the time. So I'm just going to share this one. So you need to identify the limiting belief. So the limiting belief there is that money is limited. There's not enough money to go around and that, yeah, there's just not enough. So number two is to actually identify the root cause. So the root cause and finding this, what you want to do is you want to go back as early as you can. So there may have been a time, say for example, you're an adult and early on in adulting, you ran out of money and so you thought that was then. A lot of the time it's actually from early on in your childhood that this core belief was formed. So I want you to go back as early as you can from when this actually first happened in your life, when you first thought that this was true, because this is going to really help us to get to the root of it, okay? So now that you've found the root cause, and what I want you to do is actually get a journal out and do a little journal entry while you're listening to this episode so that you can actually do this. Or even after you listen to this episode and actually go through and figure out first the limiting belief, number two is the root cause. And the third thing I want you to do is identify why it was actually true for you then. So, for example, if you grew up in poverty or you grew up and there was not much money around, why was that the case? Is it that your parents had one source of income? Is it that maybe there was a big family, but one person was working and there was only one income to cover everyone? Or maybe it was that your parents had an addiction and they consistently spent their money on the addiction. And so there wasn't much money for other things. Whatever it is for you, I want you to actually identify why it was true for you then, because this is going to give you helpful information so that you don't need to relive this, right? So whatever it is, identify that. Number four, I want you to identify why this is no longer true for you. So for example, in my life, this is no longer true for me because I have a business that has multiple sources of income that I'm able to bring in revenue, whether I'm working, whether I'm not. And also, the income streams are literally uncapped. You know, like tomorrow, my platform, my business could 10x and my income could as well. So, I actually have I call it like a cash portal, somewhere where I can actually generate money. So this is not true for me because I have a cash portal. For you, it could be this is not true for you because you listen to the Multi Millionaire podcast and you're learning how to create your own cash portal. It could not be true for you because you have a coach, you have someone who's supporting you along the journey. So that's another reason why it's not true for me is because I actually invest in coaches and mentors to support me to make my dream life a reality. So actually, identifying why it's not true for you is going to be very helpful information. Now, number five is I want you to find or create an affirmation that actually supports the new belief that you want to form. So, for example, the opposite of like money doesn't grow on trees could be money flows to me effortlessly and easily. So, that is a belief that I now have. It's just like second nature to me. Like, I never say I can't afford it. It's always like money flows to me effortlessly and easily. I'm going to find a way to make this happen. And the thing about affirmations is that you can say as many affirmations as you want. They're not going to work unless you actually change your behavior and change your actions. So that's why number six of the steps is to actually take action to make that belief real. So if money flows to you effortlessly and easily, do you work a 9 to 5 and is that your only stream of income? Or do you have a business that's actually bringing in income outside of that? Because if the affirmation were true, you would actually have a cash portal, wouldn't you? So you actually need to take action to make that a reality. Otherwise, the affirmation is just going to be words, right? So this is how you go through and actually rewire your subconscious mind. I'm just going to quickly recap it. Identify the limiting belief, identify the root cause, identify why it was true for you then, now identify why it's no longer true for you. Number five is to create an affirmation. Number six is to actually take action to make that affirmation real. Okay, so now that you've rewired it or you're working through rewiring it, this is actually going to take time. So what happens is when you have a belief about something, It's not just going to go away after doing a little journal entry, right? It's going to keep on popping into your mind. So every single time it pops into your mind, what I want you to do is catch that belief and actually reaffirm the affirmation and then take action to make that your reality. So, for example, if it's that money doesn't grow on trees, every time you have a belief that money is limited, I want you to catch it, say thank you for that thought, it was unnecessary, say the affirmation that you have, and then continue to take action on the new affirmation and how you want that to be your reality. Okay. So making more money requires this deep inner work in order to actually be able to think and believe in yourself to be able to make that your reality. If you have a belief that money is scarce, money will be scarce in your life. If you believe that money loves you, money will. But literally just saying the affirmation isn't going to change anything. You need to take action. So if you believe that money flows to you effortlessly and easily, what action steps would someone who has that as their reality be taking? So, for example, for me, I'm consistently investing in myself. I have two coaches at the moment who are coaching me to become the best version of myself. I have a lot of investments happening at the moment, which is very, it's involving a lot of money, time, energy, but I'm doing that because the beliefs I have about money are that, it consistently improves. I consistently get better. I consistently increase my income. And so someone who has the income that I'm desiring consistently has a coach, has a mentor who's helping them to achieve that. So if you've got a goal, what would that person naturally be doing? Because that is information as to what you need to do. So if you believe that more money is always on its way, you wouldn't fear about investing in yourself because you truly believe that more money is always going to come. When you spend money on yourself, it's going to come back. So you actually need to take a moment and pause and think about the person you're wanting to become and what kind of life they would be living, what kind of habits they would have. So a really good journal exercise is actually if you were a millionaire, how would you behave differently? Would you be feeding yourself with takeaways? Would you be vaping? Would you be doing all of these different things? And so I did this journal exercise a while ago where when I was vaping, and I asked myself, if I was a millionaire, would I still be vaping? And the answer was no, because if we go back to the actual cause of why I was vaping, it was like a stress release. It was all those things. And I was wondering, it was like, if I was a millionaire, I wouldn't have that stress in my life to be able to do that. I would have therapy so I could actually heal that and not use an addiction to cover up what was actually there, which was misalignment, right? And so I want you to do a journal entry on if you were a millionaire, how would you be living your life? What things would be different? And then I want you to actually take action on that. So it's not easy, right? I went from living paycheck to paycheck, having absolutely no money to spare, to building a business where I've hit 20K months in my business. And it still buzzes me out. It's like, wow. But it's also like I'm not surprised given how much I've invested in myself, how I've literally stood on business, how I've literally been consistent for years, like not days. I've literally showed up day in and day out, even when I didn't feel like it. And, back when I was making 10K months, I was asking myself, what would someone making 20K months be doing differently? And then I took action on that, and then that became my reality. And so for you, if you're wanting to increase your income or if you're wanting to grow your business, what kind of action steps would that person be taking? They would probably have a coach, have someone supporting them. And so it was actually after me getting my own coach, me investing in mentorship and guidance, that I was like, my whole life changed. I developed an unwavering belief in myself and my potential, and everything in business shifted. Prior to getting my coach, I worried about business all the time. I was working so many hours, but I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. And it was just so, everything felt hard. I was consistently worried. I felt like sometimes it would have been easier to be working a job, not working in my business, but I wanted more freedom. I wanted flexibility. I wanted more income. I wanted things to be automated, but I wasn't sure how to make that my reality. And after getting a coach, she taught me everything. She reflected my blind spots so that I could actually make that my reality. And she sat with me to actually make that my reality. So we had calls, and she supported me to actually embody what I was wanting to create. And it was after that experience that I was like, I want to do this for our people. I want to be able to inspire, be able to educate, be able to support other Maori, Pacifica, or brown business beasties into actually getting started with their own businesses and being able to grow an income either online or in their brick and mortar business. I have gone through it when it goes to mindset, when it goes to rewiring your money beliefs. I did not grow up wealthy, and I learned the steps to being able to create the life that I live now. And I'm consistently investing myself to continue to build on this so that I can pass this down for everyone listening, everyone who is as part of this community, right? And that's exactly what Brown Business Besties is about. What we have in this is two group coaching calls every month where you get to come into a call with me and I get to support you, coach you through whatever you're navigating in business. I get to support you to being able to make your dreams in business a reality. You get to bring forward any questions that you have when it comes to business, and I can help you navigate the mindset and the strategy because everything in business, life, money, everything is 80% mindset, 20% strategy. You could have the best strategy ever, but if your mind is not right, you're not going to be able to follow through with that. So that is what we do in Brown Business Besties. The other really amazing thing about Brown Business Besties is that you also get access to Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week online money mindset, money management, and business program, which teaches you how to start and scale your business. I am literally so excited to be working with so many awesome, awesome people in this space. And the thing I love about it most is that, like a few years ago, I dreamed of having a platform where I felt the person running it was relatable, who looks like me, who sounded like me. And now I get to do this for other people. And that honestly just makes my heart so warm. And so I'm so excited about Brown Business Besties and being able to actually support other people to making this life their reality also. So plans for Brown Business Besties start at $77 per week. I know this is a big investment for many of you listening, but it's like, what are you willing to do in order to make your life a reality? I know for many of you that may not be accessible, and that's why I'm also just throwing out a mention for Te Tiriti Haukura. All of the links for everything is in the description, but Te Tiriti Haukura is the 12-week program. You can buy that itself. And the awesome thing about that is that if in the future you become available to do Brown Business Besties, you can actually credit Te Tiriti Haukura towards Brown Business Besties. So that's amazing. But I've got all of the information in the description below for those. But I just wanted to talk to you about that because if you're really wanting to be serious about this journey, investing in yourself is a way to achieving that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. If you guys have any questions whatsoever, please send me a DM, please send me a message, ask me a question on Māori Millennia with one underscore. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it to your story, or share it with a friend, send it to someone who this could actually support. But yeah, that's today's podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I cannot wait to hear from you guys or see how this podcast episode landed for you all. All right, that's us for today, and I will see you guys in next week's podcast episode. Ka kite!